Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
It's The Scope, episode 196. We are back. And on the attack, Jared, Adam, and myself, Shane. Three old guys.
And Pokey joining us here in the coffee mug. Grumpy Cat on the other side.
Who's
doing
Pokey?
Coffee right. Pokey is Grumpy Cat's brother.
Pokey has a mouth problem.
Yeah. He's a bit weird. That's his tongue sticking out.
Sad days for Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat's... Lifetime holiday movie did not do well in the ratings.
Yeah, but it got a lot of tweets. Did you expect it to do well?
I don't know.
I didn't expect it to do they ever? Okay, relative to other Lifetime holiday fare, how did it do? I want the relative ratings.
Sure. I don't
That's
know.
What really matters.
That's a good question.
What about Live Plus Five? What are the ratings here?
I don't DVR, know.
Have the DVR ratings been rolled in yet? Because mine hasn't been watched, but it's been recorded.
Six seasons in a movie. It's pretty much guaranteed now. I just want to point out, Grumpy Cat hosted WWE Raw two Mondays ago.
Now that would be an episode.
That was in anticipation of the film coming
out. Yes, I believe so.
Did Grumpy Cat put someone in a figure four leg?
No, Grumpy Cat was just there. It was very strange.
Who was holding Grumpy Cat?
Nobody.
Vince McMahon?
Grumpy Cat was just sitting on a pillow.
A velvety pillow?
And The Miz had an interaction with him. The Miz from...
I feel like that's a good interaction.
She often is just floating on a pillow, just like, I'm here with my face.
Yeah. I've had cats a long time in my life.
Can't do it on demand.
Have cats in my... I've been many cats at them, but...
Wow,
Grumpy Cat,
you're like a cat guy.
Grumpy Cat seems to be the mellowest cat I've ever seen. Grumpy Cat just sits there all the time.
It
you
is
think
weird.
It's medicated?
Nah, it's probably just that cat. You know, that's like its thing.
She's grumpy. She's grumpy of the world.
I don't think it's grumpy.
She's not.
I don't get
Everyone
it.
Says she's a sweetheart, but she's just got that face.
She looks like a doll. Anyway, I like, you know, if you have a kid who might be into Grumpy Cat,
mm-hmm.
The Grumpy Cat movie was kind of cute, but a lot of people really hated it.
Is she a good actor?
She does all right.
Good.
That's all right.
Good for her.
She hits her mark. You know, she
knows. Are we talking about Aubrey Plaza or
we're talking actually talking about tartar sauce.
I have no idea what's going on. I didn't watch the movie.
Tartar sauce is Grumpy Cat's real name.
Are you not familiar with the lore of Grumpy Cat?
No. Did J.J. Abrams now signed on to direct the seventh episode?
He's just going to...
It's going to fix everything?
Fix everything.
Okay. I'm curious if you have a tangentially related J.J. Abrams story in your news. Big news that sort of dropped yesterday, maybe, related to Star Trek.
Star Trek. Yes, I do. I don't know how to pronounce that guy's last name, though. So
no need. He's
right. He's out. So I don't know if you, speaking of news, since while we were away, our week off, it was Black Friday.
Mm.
So a lot of shopping going on that day, but also the release of the Star Wars teaser trailer.
Yep.
Jared and I covered it in a Scope episode.
We did. A Zantigo fueled review of the review.
What do you guys think of Zantigo? Oh, wait. It's not Zantigo. Yeah, never mind. Sorry. Wait, yeah. Isn't Zantigo the
one? Bring it back, Adam. Bring it back.
Used to have the free salsa, and now they got rid of it? Isn't that Zantigo?
Was that Taco John?
No, it's... never mind. It's not. It's the burrito place that I'm forgetting the name of. Anyway.
Great story, Adam.
Adam, you just...
What do you guys get at Zantigo? Is it the manager special? That's all I've ever got.
They have a different manager special now. They don't have the one that I normally would get.
I'm wondering now across the Zantigo chain, do managers have discretion to decide their own special?
No.
Really?
I don't know. They do have Choco Tacos at Zantigo.
Which they're not making. They're not homemade Choco Tacos.
No, I mean, they are legitimately whoever freezer brand makes Choco Tacos.
We're a big fan of the churro. We'll get their churros.
Okay.
But, let's get back to the point of the whole...
Well, I was going to put it out there because I know that there are probably Zantigo franchisees who listen to the show.
Oh, they're everywhere.
I miss the chorizo burrito you had a couple summers ago. Bring it back.
Maybe it's too expensive.
Maybe it's a summertime only thing.
But it was only around one summer. It wasn't around this summer.
Mm. The price of chorizo has gone way up, maybe.
Jared, are you gonna open up a competing franchise to Zantigo called Zantigo?
Maybe. I might be treading the line of copyright infringement there. Trademark infringement, whatever.
Zantigo with an S.
Zantigo.
Zantigo. I'm writing that down. I like all these names.
Yeah. It's two words, though. It's Zantigo. It's as if it were like a Northern California town.
Yes.
Where a biker gang may set their crazy antics.
Can you also carry Choco Tacos?
I think anyone can. That's not as antique.
And then he would, you would have like a, instead of a cheese Cholito, you'd have like a, I don't know, like some sort of mushroom filled delicious tortilla wrap treat.
Mushroom's not really a staple of Mexican cuisine.
That's true. You know what?
But we're fusion. Sanchico is Sanchico fusion restaurant.
So Adam,
and we have the Choco Chalupa.
Choco. Deep fried meat and chocolate.
Oh, is it delicious? Until you try it. Have you heard of mole sauce?
Ugh. Don't even get me started. I could do an entire scope on mole. It's disgusting. Adam, mm-hmm. Jared and I like the Star Wars trailer. We covered it in detail.
Yep.
You're younger than us. Everyone knows that you do not have
the voice of the youth.
You don't have the love of Star Wars we did. You don't even remember Star Wars in the movie theaters, as far as I'm
concerned. Star Wars for me starts with Jar Jar Binks.
So you don't remember? We've covered this in probably 15 episodes.
I was 3 years old when
Return of the Jedi,
came out.
And when I was 3 years old, that was one of my first memories of Star Wars. So go figure. So let me ask you, what did you think of the trailer? Were you excited about it?
Sure.
Were you up in arms over the
Black Stormtrooper?
Yes.
Some people were upset.
The hilt on the lightsaber? What should I be upset about?
Maybe a number of things.
Pick it.
Tiny helmets on X-Wing pilots.
They're form-fitting, Jared.
Okay. How about the cross-planes, as children call that?
Cross-planes?
Someone was retweeting a bunch of, like, you know, teenagers' reactions to the trailer, and a lot of people call them cross-planes because they don't know what they're really called.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So what do you think?
It was cool. It was a cool trailer. I like the, you know, close-to-ground flying. That's always exciting.
Water spraying up.
Water sports, yep, that's always exciting too.
Droids with balls for bodies,
right? Did you guys watch Colbert?
This week, his explanation of the saber was perfect.
His analysis was very.
What
good.
Did he say?
Although he got a little trolled by the was it Bill Corbett who tweeted out the thing was obviously a joke, and I'm not sure if he knew it was a joke when he put it on the show.
I think he did. Probably he knows who Bill Corbett is. So.
I would hope so.
Yeah. He was going to do like some very, very, you know, fine analysis. And then he pulls out his like little whiteboard and he's got like it drawn as like stick figures. And he's like, obviously, you just need like, you know, three crystal focuses and you can split it. And, you know, he was just.
He knows the lore. Yeah, he's
talking about how people are complaining that lightsaber would just cut right through that cross guard on the thing. And he's like, no, you cut through the metal, but then you hit another blade. And it's right there. Right. It's like
there's a lightsaber still going through that. It would still stop you.
People are dumb.
Also, like who cares? That. It looks cool.
Looks like Game of Thrones mixed with Star Wars. For me, what do you want?
For me, the first time I saw it, I was like, I don't know about that. That seems a little much. And then after about the 10th viewing, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of on board with this. This is pretty cool.
And then after the 20th viewing, you're like, by the 100th, you're totally on board.
Except for the tiny X-Wing helmets.
Right. Well, by the 100th,
I didn't notice them.
I was ice cream drunk after my two pints of Ben & Jerry's that I consumed while watching the trailer on loop. Ice cream drunk. That's the thing, right?
Yes. That's a new treat.
It's a manager special at Sanchico.
Well, I'm glad that you're on board.
Sure. What's not to
We've only
Were
got
there any Gungans in there?
No.
Right?
No. I have a hunch you will not see anything cuter than that droid in that movie. That's what I think. That's pretty exciting.
R2-D2 soccer ball. Pretty cool.
What's not to love, Jared?
That's a World Cup tie-in, right?
It is. So we had the Star Wars trailer. Did you get out? Did you do any shopping on Black Friday? Jared made it very clear to me that I was evil for going out on that Thursday.
Yeah, of course you are.
But what about you? Are you evil?
No. We are in Alexandria, Minnesota, where they do have a Target and a Walmart.
Oh.
They also have several antique stores, which I'm assuming you went antiquing.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I used to buy fishing lures in Alexandria when I was younger.
It's the only place they sell them. Mm-hmm. Alexandria.
Rapalus.
Handmade.
So, no, we did not go.
Do they have a Sanchico franchise there?
I don't.
I looked.
No, do they have any Mexican food?
That's
they
CHI.
Are they allowed there?
That's CHIGO, in case you were wondering. Yeah.
We did actually have Mexican on Saturday.
Was it spicy or Minnesota spicy?
It was, as it says on the sign, authentic Mexican. So it was spicy if you wanted it to be spicy.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Sure. No shopping, though. You know, internet shopping.
Did you buy any video games? Because I bought a few video games.
No, because I already have all of the ones that
I got Mordor.
Look at Adam and his privilege.
I already have
all the games.
I got them all already.
I'm going to have them all.
I had to disable all of my video game alerts, as a matter of fact. Because they were coming in like crazy, and I was like, I don't need any games right now.
He's done. He's got it all. Adam chastised me for even considering getting Grand Theft Auto again, and I don't care.
That's whatever.
Did you get it again?
I did get it again. Okay. But I traded in for it. I got it super cheap.
Just why?
Does it just look better?
It's you've got a whole different mode on it. So I'm
you
I
don't
like
have
the game.
A whole different mode. You have first person.
That's exactly
you have
it.
A whole different camera.
So the answer is it doesn't just look better. It has a whole other mode.
It has a whole other mode. It's got other things in it that haven't been in there before, and I'm excited to play it again. What do you think of that, Adam?
You just play that torture scene over and over again.
It's love it. It's my thing. Favorite. I can do it different ways. Wow. I can do it different ways.
That's good.
Sometimes you can start with the hacksaw. Other times you can start with the electrodes.
Yeah. Isn't there gasoline in there as well? There's gasoline, Jared. That's fun. And I'm going to bring Audrey in and let her watch.
Sounds good. I mean, in the dystopian future world we're inevitably headed towards, she's going to need to know some torture techniques.
Absolutely. Well, Adam, thanks for playing along. Jared, thanks for not being so negative about Black Friday. And thank you for liking Star Wars.
What about Cyber Monday? Can we talk about that?
Yeah. What was your Cyber Monday tweet? You had a good joke in there. Go ahead.
I had a couple of them.
Well, let's be the judge.
I don't know.
The best one.
The best one.
I think my favorite one was me saying, I think we've lost the true meaning of Cyber Monday, or we've forgotten the true meaning of Cyber Monday, something like that.
What about you were talking about during the football game?
My Cyber Monday tree?
Your Cyber Monday tree.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like that idea. He's going to put up a Cyber Monday tree.
I did. I tweeted about that.
You get really upset when people say happy Cyber Monday instead of, never mind.
Here's the thing about Cyber Monday.
I'm just bothered by the phrase Cyber Monday and the fact that we now have cyber savings going all week long.
It's lame.
There's hours left of cyber savings, guys.
Hey, they're just trying to be inclusive.
I hate the
phrase. Everyone's
involved. I don't like the word cyber. It sounds so dated.
I don't like Cyber Monday because the deals really aren't that good.
Also, it's the day that
I didn't find anything compelling.
No, it's like, oh, wow, this is, you could have done
everything
better
started
a week ago.
Yeah. I think the best Cyber Monday reference, though, was Paul and Storm. Familiar with the comedy duo Paul and Storm?
I've heard of them.
They, as part of their big Kickstarter thing for their album last year, they said if they reached a certain level, that they would do a holiday special. And they reached that level. And so the first episode of their holiday, their non-denominational holiday special, came out on Cyber Monday. And it's the quest to find Cybermon. Cybermon has been captured. Cybermon is like a Rastafarian.
Oh, I like that.
Dude.
Mon.
Cybermon. Yeah.
He's probably
and it's And it's they worked with the Brothers Chap, the Homestead Runner. Homestead. Homestar
Homestead
Runner.
Homestead Runner. Another thing to write down.
Homestar Runner, guys. And it's very funny and enjoyable. Go to YouTube and find it.
Strong Mad is my favorite Homestead Runner character.
Yeah. It's like Homestar.
You guys are giving me way too much to write down, guys.
I know. Then you're going to come back with like,
Yeah, what do I do?
News for the week of, that's the title.
Yeah. Like,
what?
Well, speaking of news, we've got that coming up. So why don't we segue out of Homestar and Zanchigos.
Sanchigo.
Zanchigo.
And then let's take a quick break.
Chigo. What is this?
This is episode 196, Jared, is what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. What's Luke
vlogging now? It's the Great Luke Ski's going out of print sale. Yes, Luke Ski has way too many CD titles, and he needs to clear them out to make way for the new 2-CD set, Greatest Hits Volume 2, coming in 2015. So he's dropping the prices on 8 of his CDs so he can intentionally put them out of print forever. And when you order these CDs on Bandcamp, you get the album download right away, so you can get these albums for half the price of the download or less. There's his 3 What a Rip Off B-Side compilations, each only $4. Bad Report Best of 2012 Podcast CD, only $4. Too Much Stuff, only $4. Target Audience, only $4. Big Conspiracy, only $4. Unconventional, featuring such hits as Vita Boy, A Man Named Jane, and Grease Wars, only $1. Say it with me, folks.
I'd buy that for $1.
These prices are so low, you'll think he's gone. More insane than the amount of insane he usually is. And don't forget his new album, Fourth Grade Talent Show, featuring the Logan Award-winning When You Wish Upon a Death Star, as well as fake adult Scoob, Orko Slimer, Wicket and Snarf, Neurotica, and many more for just $10. So take advantage of these deals while supplies last at Luke Ski's going out of print sale. Get them all now at lukeski.bandcamp.com. That's lukeski.bandcamp.com. One more time, lukeski.bandcamp.com.
lukeski.bandcamp.com is located on the internet just at the end of your fingertips and on your computer screen right between that anime porn you like and that other anime porn you like.
Under the scope.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Episode 196. And you know what that means, Adam.
coming attractions.
Four more until 200. That's what it means.
Oh, okay. Now it really means the news.
You insist.
I do insist. This is hot off the press.
Mm-hmm.
Adam is such a good newsman that he just...
Newsman.
I'm a newsman.
He got this stuff right before the show, Jared. That's nothing to do with his preparation.
Do they still use presses?
Of course they do.
Okay.
So please, Adam, inspire us.
All right. The first thing I was going to talk about is a Star Wars trailer. We already talked about it. Anything else anyone wants to say?
Nope.
It definitely happened.
I didn't think you were going to talk about it. I thought it was too out of date for you.
Right there.
Wow.
Top story.
I guess we should have conferred.
No. It's okay. That just keeps it lighter now. News block is lighter.
Yeah. Perfect.
Now we can do. We have time for that breaking news and that hard-hitting investigative journalism.
I love it.
That's good. I spent the last 4 weeks on a story.
Out and about. Sort of like cereal.
Speaking of cereal, something happened this week.
Yes.
But I don't know what it is because I won't read the story because I'm still on episode 3.
Okay.
So don't tell me.
I don't know. I listened to the episode. I don't know.
No. Something
like happened
in real life.
Oh, I don't know.
IRL.
Yeah.
Related to the goings on cereal.
Really, Jared?
Yes.
I need to research this immediately.
Yeah. I saw that and I scrolled right past it. So
do you know what happened, Jared?
I saw the headline.
Is it a big deal?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Oh, I'm excited now. Let's stop the show.
MailChimp.com, no longer the sponsor.
They're gone.
That's
the big story.
Do you like cereal, by the way?
Yeah.
I think it's terrific.
Yeah. I mean,
Jared was a little iffy on it.
I'm still mixed. I enjoy it. I still listen to it, but I'm still mixed on the presentation, and I'm still mixed on... I'm trying not to be swayed too much by all the think pieces that have come out recently about, you know... Are the ethics right? Are they really investigating the right things? That kind of stuff like that. Are they giving enough? This is the one criticism I agree with.
Go ahead.
Is that they don't give enough context on what the criminal justice system was like at the time of the crime in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And
well, The Wire does that already for you.
The last episode was a little bit about that.
Yeah, but it was more
still,
it's about the lawyer. Specific about that case and not about the larger state of. Of what the caseload at the time in Baltimore, which was insane, and what they were doing to try to just get through cases. And
the fact that the criminal justice system in general is just, it's not perfect.
No.
It's not a perfect system but in any large city in America.
Don't criticize it, Shane. This is the best country on the planet. You can't criticize it.
Our
justice system goes back hundreds of years. It's perfect.
In comparison to other countries, that may be true.
I'm being sarcastic.
No. Go get yourself a Zanchigo and be done with it.
Hey. It's money-making opportunity.
I love it. Okay, Adam.
All right.
I guess another story. Two stories we can't talk about. Next.
We kind of did. There's been some big goings on with Sony this past week.
Really?
So they got Sony Pictures, or Sony Entertainment, I should say. They were hacked. Pictures Entertainment.
Big data breach.
Yeah. Some reports have said 100 terabytes of data, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So whatever. But a bunch of movies came out from this.
Adam's seen them all.
Yep. Annie being one of them.
Yep. Yeah. That's on loop.
The target audience for Annie isn't the sort of audience that's going to be pirating films anyway.
The target audience is my wife, apparently, because she can't wait to see it.
Seriously? And she's been asking you to download it like crazy.
Really?
She thinks it looks cute.
Okay.
But in addition to
it's not for me.
All this data, too many black people being leaked.
What?
You said it's not for you. I was implying that you're a racist.
No, top five is not for me.
Oh
yes. Maximum amount of black people in that movie for Jared.
Trying to get passes last night.
Thirty-eight.
Yeah, me too. I want to see that movie.
There were social security numbers and apparently like every email address from employees of Sony Pictures was also included.
Yeah,
in
that's,
but
that's,
the question is, Adam, who did this data breach?
Well, I think we already know who did it. But
Gamergate? Are they responsible?
No. Here's who did it. Oh. The GOP.
Really?
Because this week emails were sent to thousands of Sony Picture Entertainment employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read you part of this email.
Please. Mm. Please. Hard-hitting investigation.
All right. Mm. The email reads.
Yes.
Dear sir
or
madam.
Obviously, a native English speaker wrote this.
Why would you start an email that way?
Terrible.
I am the head of GOP who made you worry.
Wow.
Removing Sony Pictures on Earth is a very tiny work for our group, which is a worldwide organization.
Wow.
And what we have done so far is only a small part of our further plan. if you're false, if you think this crisis will be over after some time, all hope will leave you and Sony Pictures will collapse. Okay. GOP in this case stands for Guardians of Peace.
Oh.
What?
An online hacker group.
That they must have punched in the Google Translate.
Yeah.
Some other things that they include on here are gems like, nobody can prevent us, but the only way to follow is to follow our demand. If you want to prevent us, which you already said you can't do, by the way, make your company behave wisely.
These sound like instructions that you would get on like a knockoff transformer ordered, you know, from like the dollar store.
Yes. Yeah. It's Google Translate English.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah, I mean, there are, you know, a lot of rumors that it's North Korea doing this.
Jared, do you think it's North Korea doing this?
In retaliation for the interview? Is that on Sony?
That's yeah.
North Korea working with China, mainland China, perhaps?
The conspiracy goes deeper even still.
I thought China was sort of walking away from North Korea a bit. I thought they were like, yeah,
you can do your own thing.
You guys are a little bit off the reservation.
From what I understand about North Korea, they only have one cable leading out of the country for hacking. So there's no way they could do it, right? They don't.
Yeah, I feel like North Korea is probably not a prime hacking person.
Yeah,
country.
I mean, we saw the Vice story, Jared. They barely. There's no one in the country that can use a computer.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's one working computer.
Yeah,
so.
That's it.
It's Apple IIgs.
Commodore PET.
Yep.
From the 1970s.
Floppy disk. There's a floppy disk and a tape player.
Exactly.
All right, well.
They if you want to help them out, though, send your AOL disk to them. They could use the extra hours.
Yeah, it's true. Adam, I implore you.
Yeah.
Keep on this story.
Okay.
Dig deep.
All right.
Tap your sources.
It's just rude that the GOP would start, you know, doing this.
Not go to. There are no depths they will not plumb. The GOP truly evil.
I was on board. I mean,
Guardians of Peace.
I thought the GOP might have been
involved. Guardians of Peace come out on Blu-ray next week?
It does.
Okay.
I thought the GOP might have been involved in this until I found out that Me Love You Long Time was nowhere to be found in this email. That would have been the.
That's the code phrase. You got to have that there. No, it's authentic.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Couple more things. How about 2.5 Men? Everyone's, I think, we nominated as the Scope Show's show of the decade.
Best show of all time.
No, it's just the show. The Scope Show's the
it's
show.
The only show we
right.
watch.
Yep.
I mean, we never talk about it because it's just assumed that we're watching every episode.
Everything starts there.
Right.
The height of goodness starts there. Everything else is below it.
We're there, butt in seat, broadcast day.
Most
day
people don't
date.
Know this. But
2.5 Men,
popcorn
Girlfriends, hopped. Breaking Bad. You can't even see it on my camera.
It's very sad.
Our Scope Down scores here. Are actually... How the equivalent of how many 2.5 Men's movie?
We're not stars. We call them stars to be it simplifies it. But
2.5 John Cryers, and add in 1/2 Ashton Kutcher, and then one for the other kid.
He's not there anymore.
The man boy half man,
And then Charlie Sheen. We don't. It's always been better since
since
Charlie left. It's over.
So let me ask you this: 2.5 Men is really just two men now?
Didn't
the other guy, the kid, grow up and leave and find religion or something?
The kid, Angus T. Jones, left last year.
It's 1.5 Men now.
Didn't he get recruited by Kirk Cameron for some sort of...
I think he was already in that weird group.
Okay.
And, then he just started opening his mouth. So after 12 seasons, it's finally over. Or
Thank
will
you.
Be in February. February 19th.
Was this
the
planned?
Last show.
Or did they just we're done.
It was planned.
Okay.
Are we going to have...
It's like a shorter season, isn't it?
Are we having a viewing party?
Must be.
No.
Well, if it's ending in February, yes.
Unless they've just been playing them right through. I guess you could do 22 episodes.
You couldn't do it.
No, let me ask you this.
No.
Did that show ever come up when we were doing random reviews of the week? Did that show ever come
up? I'm sure it was in there, but
did we ever do it, though?
No,
we never watched it.
In that case, I can confidently say I've never watched one episode.
I think I've seen one episode, maybe.
I've seen it on and never actually watched it.
Just keep on going by.
Yeah, keep
America's number one comedy.
Not for a long time, it hasn't been. But it
hasn't?
No.
The Big Bang Theory is by far dominant.
For a long time, though, it was number one.
Oh, yeah. We scratched our head. It was confusing to us.
It's very strange, and it still gets decent ratings. It's on CBS, so it gets better ratings than, you know, like every other show.
The Bland House juggernaut, we call it.
A middling 2.5 Men destroys any other NBC company. Exactly.
Disgusting.
And it's weird because the show has had a lot of churn, you know, over time.
Oh, churn. I like that.
With Charlie Sheen and that, you know, the famous firing from 2011 and Angus T. Jones.
What is up with this 2.5 Men retrospective going on here? What's the point of this story?
Let's move on.
I don't know.
It's an end of an era, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe we were leading to something.
Jared, play taps.
Look, I don't have it.
All right.
I think this is our last opportunity to talk about it because it's leaving our hearts and minds forever. So
I appreciate
it. It was a cultural touchstone of idiots, but still it was there.
It's our last chance to really get some licks in.
Get some licks in.
Before it graduates and heads off to college.
I'm going as Angus T. Jones for Halloween next year. So I'm getting right in on it.
Really?
The half man.
Boy,
that's going to be our convergence costume, Jared.
The nostalgia cycles are just really, really small these days. Show's off the air for half a year, and Adam's already doing a costume.
Exactly.
Okay, Shane teased this one earlier. Star Trek 3.
I didn't tease it.
That was me.
Jared
teased it.
We're one on the same.
You guys, you're white guys? I don't know.
Sherrod. Sherrod.
No longer has a director.
Robert Orci? Orci?
This is what happened to me this morning.
He sounds like an exotic pasta.
Orci? It's actually Roberto.
I love that with a good pesto.
Roberto Orci.
I love that with a good pesto.
Orci. He's out.
He's out.
Spicy sausage.
Did he leave voluntarily or was he ousted?
I don't know.
And who was his ouster?
J.J. Abrams?
Burr, burr, burr.
There's no way. Is J.J. Abrams still a producer on that?
Probably. I think he was still a producer, yeah.
What? How are they letting him do that?
It's his production company. He's nominally a producer.
Yeah. It's weird. He's going to get some money for it. That's it.
We remember Alex Kurtzman, who was Orci's writing partner.
We just call him Orko.
He left to go do The Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Kurtzman and Orko. They split up their writing partnership, too. So there's been a fallout all over the place.
We need to dig in deep. Talk to your sources. Find out why these two longtime friends no longer work together.
All right. I don't really care.
Okay, we're done.
The question now becomes, who is going to be the new director?
Yeah, there's a short list.
There is a short list.
Well, there's speculation on one person in general.
Who?
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, they say Edgar Wright's never going to do that movie.
Who says that?
He doesn't like to be tied down by properties that already exist.
Like Ant-Man.
he had his fill of old properties, and he wants to do his own thing.
Okay.
Scott Pilgrim was an existing property also.
Next story.
All right. I would like to see an Edgar Wright-directed Star Trek.
Cut me off.
That could be a lot of fun.
How about we stick with movies?
Simon Pegg? There's a connection right there.
They are buddies.
They are buddies.
They are.
I saw Attack the Block, by the way, Jared. Speaking of those guys.
Do you like it?
That was all right.
I didn't like that
Amazon streaming was terrible on my TiVo.
Oh.
Didn't like that I had to rent it twice. I had to go rent it from Apple TV.
I don't know if it's worth that. Did you get a refund?
I didn't.
Oh, should look into that.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll do.
It might be too late.
Okay.
I had a feeling that you'd be like, it was okay. I don't think it's a movie that you typically enjoy. So.
No, I liked the concept of it.
Okay.
I liked the British feel and flavor to it. The gore and stuff didn't.
Couldn't understand that's the thing those kids said. Whole movie.
Yeah,
I need to understand.
It's not a particularly deep movie.
Oh no.
But I liked it. I liked it.
It's sort of in that camp of low budget, exceeding expectations classification of films.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Adam,
Let's keep with the trend of talking about movies that haven't come out yet.
Please.
Ryan Reynolds
and
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm, finally confirmed.
What do they have in common?
What?
They are acting.
Big dongs. Correct?
Probably.
No, my sources say yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me go to the database.
The dong database?
The double D. Yes. The dong database.
The donga base.
The DDB. Ryan Reynolds has been cast to play Deadpool. Benedict Cumberbatch to play Doctor Strange.
Finally confirmed.
Finally.
Rumored confirmed. Months ago.
It was a big, big couple weeks in terms of casting news and confirmations.
Yeah. What else are you going to go on? I'm fine with Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange.
I am too.
Fine. It's good.
I think it's a good match.
Deadpool, I'll have to see what Ryan Reynolds brings to the table.
I think he could do it. I just think that as long as they do an authentic Deadpool film and not the garbage. I haven't even seen Wolverine Origins.
Okay. I was going to say. This is his third, superhero.
Yeah.
Well, this is second round as Deadpool.
And as he did the Green Lantern.
Yeah. All right.
Sinking that franchise for a bit.
Again, but I think Ryan Reynolds was not the worst part about Green Lantern.
No. The story...
Yes.
Was the worst
when you
part.
Fight when your bad guy is a cloud, it's hard to make it exciting.
A turd cloud.
didn't do it for you guys?
No.
You got more casting news?
I do.
This one
from DC Comics.
Yep.
Suicide Squad. We have some official.
This is a big one, isn't it?
This one is arguably bigger. I'm going to bury the lead here a little bit. We've got Jai Courtney as the Boomerang, or just Boomerang. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy as Rick Flagg.
Okay.
It's kind of weird, right?
I don't I don't know.
What's his wrestling move?
Figure four leg lock? No.
I like it. Does he go,
woo!
Next.
Is that your Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Yeah, that okay.
Because Ric Flagg. Let's see.
It's an easy
Cara Devergiline, whatever, as the Enchantress. But the two big ones that people were really upset about, or, well, arguably, Jared Leto as the Joker.
I think that's fine.
That's fine.
It's a good cast. I think it's fine.
Now, I think the bigger problem is why is Joker in Suicide Squad, but hey, go ahead.
The rumors are is that he is the villain in the movie. That Suicide Squad will be working to stop him.
He's not part of the squad. Got it. Okay. That makes a little more sense.
Okay.
And Will Smith as Deadshot.
Okay. This will be the second pairing of Will Smith and Margot Robbie, by the way. They also have a film called Focus coming out soon. Sometime. Saw a trailer for it yesterday. No, Thursday.
So I would argue the internet was more mad about this casting, this racially changed casting, than they were with Thor. When... what's his face is the key holder.
Well,
guy.
This is a starring role.
Yep.
So it's very possible that Will Smith could be the lead character in this movie if he is in it. That might change.
People are upset that Deadshot is being changed from white to black.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't like Will Smith. That's my problem.
Who is Deadshot?
Yeah. Who is Deadshot, Jared?
I have no allegiance to this character. No. I couldn't care less what race he is.
Exactly.
He's a sniper.
But I mean, who are these people who are like,
who are Deadshot, these people?
Deadshot has always been a white guy. He cannot not be a white guy. And I will boycott this film because they've changed it.
They're
the same people who are complaining about Black Stormtroopers, right?
Here's the thing, Jared.
It's a bad week for racists.
The reason why he was cast because Deadshot has always been a Scientologist on the lam. So that's why they cast him.
Makes way more sense. Mm-hmm. Way more sense.
Secret Scientologist.
Yep. SS.
This film just, I don't know anything about Suicide Squad. I'm just not up on my DC lore enough to care.
I'm going to show.
You shouldn't care.
In the immortal words of Tom Cruise, or Cuba Gooding Jr., actually, show me the money.
This is all I'm saying about it, and then we're going on to the next story.
Yes.
DC movies have not earned it. They haven't earned it, and all this crap is meaningless until they can actually show that they can do.
They haven't earned us even talking about it? Is that what you're saying?
They haven't earned what Marvel has earned over the years.
Double bitches.
Thank you. Next story.
What are they missing? What's the thing? What's the intangible that they can't quite grasp hold of?
A series of quality products.
Yep.
Marvel has established a world and released many, many films that have not only been financially successful, but have been creatively successful.
Yes. And they didn't start with the Avengers.
DC has not proven themselves yet. And they're sort of just... It feels like they're just throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall and hoping something sticks. There isn't evidence of a plan.
Which is what they've done before.
Yeah.
But this time it seems like they're going to try to legitimize it a little bit by just naming 50 different movies with all these different characters. But they've, like Jared has said, they have never proved that they can do a modern superhero movie that is good and is worthy of a world-building series of films.
So
that's
now,
the problem.
If Batman versus Superman ends up being good, then I'll be more excited. I'll be like, okay, then they seem like they have it together. But
show me a movie where Clark Kent's dad doesn't sacrifice himself for a dog. That to me, that sums it up for you right there.
Yeah.
Problems. You need to write smarter than that. You need to have better movies. The Man of Steel, in a lot of ways, was a good movie, but in a lot of ways, it was a terrible movie. And that is that's your establishing shot. With the Avengers, or with the Marvel Universe, their establishing shot was a combination of the Hulk and Iron Man. Iron Man was so popular that it kind of overshadowed Incredible Hulk for the best. And then from there, everything else was a success.
Yeah. But DC had two good Batman movies they were writing on, right? And then...
But those were never a part of any sort of shared universe.
Well, but they could have been. They could have retrofit that.
I just don't think they ever would have done that.
No.
I just don't think they would have.
I think
they were doing whatever they could to make Christopher Nolan happy, and I don't think that he was on board with anything like that.
Where they're having... would you give any credence to the story that Christian Bale was like, I would have come back for Batman? It was a little sad that Affleck got it.
I don't know if I believe that. Yeah. I think he was being nice about it. When he did the third Batman, he said, I'm done being Batman. So... You know, buyer's remorse, maybe, but
where I think DC has a problem is that their best live action world building so far has come in television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've watched both. You don't watch Arrow, so you probably didn't watch part two of the.
I didn't.
Part one of it? Did you watch the Flash crossover?
I'm a couple episodes
Adam, behind. Do you watch either one?
No.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed the Flash Arrow crossovers, both episodes, quite a bit, and it showed me the potential of what a TV shared world could be.
Sure.
And if they bring Supergirl into the mix, whether she's on CW or CBS is irrelevant, as long as she shares the same world, it's a lot of fun. And the fact that they've just like, nah, that's a separate thing. We're not going to include them in the films.
And by the way, Jared, once again, what they are doing on those shows, which they are not doing in the movies, is they are allowing those characters to breathe and exist on their own before we start mushing them together.
Oh, yeah,
Arrow
yeah.
has been on a number of different years before
and he came
Flash
to the,
came.
And he came to the crossover story much more experienced and much more, you know, sort of the elder statesman to Flash's young exuberance and inexperience and cockiness because of that.
Maybe they brought Flash and Arrow together a little too early. Who's to say? But
they knew each other prior too, so it makes sense that they would hang out.
So, but with the DC movies, it's just, hey, we've got everybody, and here we are. Boom. Will Smith.
Yeah.
Next.
So I think you're saying you're skeptical.
I am. I mean,
we're all skeptical.
One last thing. I'm not saying that I would not go see these movies. I'm not saying that I hope they fail because I hope they're successful. I think that I think that superhero movies failing is only bad for every movie. It's bad for Marvel. It's bad for the Spider Universe. It's bad for the X-Men. You want these movies to be successful. But like
except for Fantastic Four, we want that to fail.
I want that to fail miserably. The hubris on that is ridiculous. Thank you. Next.
All right.
One last story.
No. AMC has moved forward with their Preacher plans.
Yes.
Have they? They have ordered a pilot.
Ordered a pilot, Jared.
Okay.
And I want to make an announcement. Right. I will be playing Preacher in the AMC pilot. So I'm blowing this pop stand. I'm out of here.
All right.
Thank you.
You're Jesse Custer.
Thank you.
This is the TV adaptation of Garth Ennis's...
They're looking for you to play Assface, by the way.
Good. Don't even need much makeup.
No. Shave the beard. You're good to go.
It's one step closer
Wasn't
to...
Wasn't it Arsface? Wasn't that the actual...
Yes.
Okay. So this has been going on for a while now. I think there was rumors of an HBO thing.
No.
AMC finally picked up the option.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's involved, right?
No.
He's involved in Sandman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's a movie.
That will be a movie.
Yeah. So Variety is reporting the network has ordered a pilot. It's being executive produced by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
They are huge fans of this comic book.
Yes, they are.
I'm hopeful that they can do what needs to be done on this.
Yep. Huge fans can be a blessing and a curse sometimes. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has already gone through and not, you know, come to fruition through the hands of people like Sam Mendes, Kevin Smith, DJ Caruso. So we'll
Ferdinand Orci.
DJ Caruso had too many gigs in Ibiza, so he had to bow out. DJ.
Yep. Ladies
and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
I was thinking crickets, but okay, whatever.
The pilot's EDM being made in time for possible series pickup in 2016.
All right.
So we will see.
We will see.
I'm hopeful of that.
A lot of
happens.
Comic books seem to be hitting the mainstream.
Yep.
You never thought it would happen.
I just noticed it right now. It seems really? To be a trend.
Yeah.
Good.
It's on the upswing.
All right. This might be the last story.
Two and a half more pages, Jared. He really did his research.
Now, you foreshadowed something about a fist, so.
Okay. This is pornography produced in the UK, was quietly censored last week through an amendment to the 2003 Communication Act. The Audiovisual Media Services Regulation 2014 requires that video-on-demand online porn now adhere to the same guidelines laid out for DVDs sold in sex shops. And seemingly arbitrary, the sex positions that have been banned include...
Okay, go ahead.
Spanking.
Not hot.
Caning.
Not hot.
Aggressive whipping.
It's going to be tight, y'all.
Penetration by any object associated with violence.
This is absolutely not gay.
Physical or verbal abuse.
The crowd, not sure, but then they went on the boo wagon. Bitches.
Urolagnia.
Double bitches.
Water sports.
Mm.
Role playing.
So no water polo?
Yes.
Whoa.
Role playing as non-adults. Physical restraint.
Yeah.
Humiliation.
Yeah.
Female ejaculation.
Oh, God.
It's a myth anyway. Strangulation. face sitting,
got nobody,
and fisting,
got no love.
The final three fall under acts the BBFC views as potentially life endangering.
Right.
Look.
The, what? What is going on?
Strangulation was going on right there. Did you guys hear the story that Sofia Vergara was saying that she was approached by Tom Cruise's people when the Katie Holmes thing, like before the Katie Holmes marriage thing happened, and that they were like vetting her to see if potentially she would be interested in a marriage of convenience?
What? No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I only heard.
I've heard that. Yeah,
was this before or after she got the Pepsi endorsement?
This was like 2 weeks ago.
Can you do a Sofia Vergara imitation?
This
Jared?
Was years ago.
No.
Not
without sounding racist.
Jay. That's what she always says.
This is what mine sounds like.
She does pronounce the J as like H, so that's actually a pretty close one.
It's so simple.
All right.
Well, I don't have a story about it. I was wondering.
We can cut out the entire show except for that news story, and we would have an internet hit right there.
There you go.
So the news is over, Jared.
Yeah.
But that leaves one thing, two things.
Maybe three.
But let's start with coming soon. So we are knee deep in the holiday season. Not a lot of time, guys. So get your shopping done. Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what they need to buy this week.
All right. We've got music.
Yes, we do.
Not much.
Oh.
We've got Union J. They are a British boy band.
I thought that was Jared's secret band, the Union J.
Mm-hmm. He may be the one American on there. Mm. The album is called You Got It All, the album. I don't know how they name things in the UK. Maybe that's the
entire. It's probably banned by their weird FCC.
You
probably.
Got the entire album?
You Got It All, hyphen, the album.
This is another Simon Cowell band.
I have no idea. Let's see. Hip-hop artist J. Cole has an album.
Oh, one of my faves.
K. Michelle has an album.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
There's a lot of singular letters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lil Wayne has the Carter 5.
Just keeps coming.
Yep. And
how does that compare to Grand Theft Auto 5?
Well, this one's actually new, so it's better.
I like it.
Does it have a first-person view?
No.
Does it have new modes?
Finally, Smashing Pumpkins. New album from the Smashing Pumpkins, or really just Billy Corgan.
Yep.
And Tommy Lee on drums.
Whatever artist he assembles around him.
Tommy Lee on drums? Tommy Lee plays drums on every track.
I know that Jimmy Chamberlain has too many drug problems to really be an effective musician anymore. Didn't he die? Maybe he died.
No, he's alive.
He's not the one. Is the pianist, the keyboardist that died.
Okay.
Jimmy is alive.
I think his name is Roberto Orci.
Yep, I think he is. He got booted from Star Trek and then kicked the bucket.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Huh.
I did not know that.
Movies. We've got the all-white Exodus Gods and Kings.
I'm angry at that film. Come on. Really? You're going to cast a bunch of white people as Jews and Egyptians?
Egyptians?
Hey, Jesus was a white man. We all know that.
I don't get it. And it just seems so... In this day and age, it just seems dumb.
Say it with your dollars, Jared. Say it with your dollars.
I won't see it. I have no intention of seeing it.
Nice.
I legitimately thought that movie was another 300 the first 10 or 12 times I saw trailers for it, and then I realized it was a completely different thing. At least 300 had brown people in it.
A few.
Yeah.
I mean, all the bad guys.
Persians.
So.
All the bad guys.
Shoot. Also, The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies.
I already saw it.
It's been reviewed. It's on the scope.
Yeah. You guys did not like it
a ton. Shane didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Oh,
because I haven't seen the second one, so okay. I had to buy it.
I had a special guest.
How did you feel about the first and second ones?
They're okay.
So about the same as you felt about this one?
First one I didn't really like in the theater when we saw it in 3D and the high frame rate. I liked it better at home.
Okay.
In the comfort of my couch in a traditional 24 FPS.
And his underoos.
The second one was a lot better. It had a lot less of the goofiness.
Yeah.
And it was more dramatic and more interesting.
Where would you put the third one?
Third one is probably in between the two.
So you did not love it?
I didn't love it. Hmm. The title is The Battle of the Five Armies, and it's largely battle. Like 2 hours of battle.
Wow.
It really is.
Home
but
video.
The full review can be available on our YouTube channel or at thescopeshow.com.
Love it.
Home video, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy. This is different than Guardians of Peace.
Oh.
Just to clear anything up.
Mm-hmm. Although still some of the broken English.
Yes.
Will you buy this movie, Jared?
I already have pre-ordered. Definitely.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it.
I think I've bought one other DVD or Blu-ray this year, which is, I think, The Catching Fire. And so
I think that's,
yeah,
for me, that's as well.
We've got Dolphin Tale 2.
You bought Captain America, though, right? Winter Soldier?
Oh, they did.
I haven't bought that.
You should get that.
I might.
We'll and see. Frank. Frank the
Adam movie. Despite our conversation, Adam just plowed right on through the list.
I like it. Well, we're having a long show, so we need to...
We are.
Frank is the movie with... what's that band?
The Meat Puppets.
Where the guy's wearing... Bon Iver? No.
What?
The Bangles.
Dexy's Midnight Runner.
There we go.
I came back.
Shoot.
It's not important. Is it important? Might be important. Know.
Probably not. Anyway, he wears...
Night Ranger.
Grinding to a halt as we try to fill time. We're vamping.
Alabama.
I forgot. So Michael Fassbender.
Alabama, Jared.
Michael Fassbender. But he
he's got a band?
Plays music in it.
Fun.
Or something. He wears a funny.
Did you find the band?
He wears this hat the whole time. This
mask. Yeah, that's right. He thought, okay.
That weird paper mache helmet or head.
Yeah. Paper machete.
But is there a band? Did we resolve the band question?
Let's just move on.
Great.
Video games.
I'm sticking with CNC Music there.
Video games.
Gonna make you sweat.
All right. Most of the games are out, but we've got...
Sweat!
We've got the Game of Thrones episodic releases from Telltale Games.
I hear that's actually good.
Yeah. The first episode's getting good reviews.
Okay. So I own both of the Walking Dead season 1 and 2, and I should play them.
I've played through one. I just got two for Black Friday. $15.
I got both for like $10 each on the Steam sale.
Yeah, I don't do the Steam.
Computer, dude. Wave of the future. Heard about these computers?
I'm going to tell you something, Jared.
Go ahead.
They're not fun.
You mean they're like depressing?
They're not fun. They're not funny. I mean, it's an interesting gameplay, but there's not a lot of laughter.
There's
a lot of sadness. And a lot of hard decisions, Jared.
Yeah.
Kind of like whether we should do the show anymore.
Do you crush the old man?
Wow.
Do you crush the old man's head or do you not crush the old man's head? That's one of the first decisions you make in that game.
Well, thanks for the spoilers.
Jeez. It's more of a preview.
I don't remember, but if I can crush something, usually I do.
I did crush.
And you
the
love
old
you
man's
say
head.
It with glee.
All right, video games. So we've got that. We've got Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy. We've
Sanchigo.
Got Blaze Blue for computers. We've got Final Fantasy 13-2 for personal computer.
Homestead Runners.
We've got The King of Fighters 98 Ultimate Match Final Edition.
Reviewing your notes over
computers.
There.
Yep.
Home computers.
Basically,
will it play on my Amiga 500.
Console games are already all released. There's a lot of decent iPhone games coming out. iPhone and iPad games.
Well, that's fun.
But
how do they compare to Dice with Buddies?
They are not free, typically.
Does music critic Al cheat on those two?
Is he using a trainer?
Jared, there's one more thing. Hit or miss it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay. Wow. Who is it this week?
I chose a game.
All right.
That is my hit.
Wow. Keeping it short.
We'll see how short you can do it in the next time. Your game, you hit it.
Is Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris.
Lara Croft?
Lara. It's not Laura. What's happening?
My hand slipped.
Tell us about
it. This is the follow-up to 2010's Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light.
This is a hit or a miss?
This is a hit.
Is this a
hit? This is not a typical Tomb Raider-type game.
No.
It is a isometric, more puzzly type game. Mm-hmm. They have a really good co-op functionality to them, so you can play them with your buddy on the couch.
We should play.
All right. You're going to get it for PS4?
No.
If you get it for PS4, we can use their new SharePlay thing and play together.
We've got so many games to play together, Adam.
Okay.
I don't see you anymore, Adam. Oh, that's right, because I'm on my Xbox One playing Sunset Overdrive.
That's probably why.
You guys should start a gaming channel on YouTube.
On YouTube?
They're popular.
I'm going to call myself
the next PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
All right. Papa PewDiePie. Is that it?
That's all.
All right, Jared. We're done.
What do I do?
Hit a button.
Oh, here we go. How do I do the show?
It's been a while,
under
brother.
The scope.
It's been a while.
What do we do here?
I think this is a time where you read comments.
I do.
Do we have any?
We have one comment.
All right.
I was going to save it for later, but it's sort of timely now since we sort of have a resolution to the to the whole thing. Adam, can you remind us which show you picked to be canceled first?
I have no idea.
All right, then.
So you're out.
Luke Ski writes, he says, I can't remember if you guys have yet talked about which of your predicted fall TV shows got canceled first. We did, Luke, to be point of clarification.
Yeah.
We did.
Why don't you listen to every episode and take notes?
Yeah.
But in a sort of related comment, halfway through episode 6, I gave up on Mulaney. Well, you made it 4 more than I did.
God, what happened? What a bad
I went
show.
To two episodes and I was like, nope. The only two people on that show who can act are the SNL Al Ohms. John Mulaney is a great stand-up, but everything he says playing the character of himself on this show sounds fake. Exactly right. Motif is cliche, and Andre, the modern version of hipster Kramer, is obvious and forced and doesn't work. The whole thing feels like it was originally meant to be a parody of 90s comedian sitcoms, but it doesn't follow through on it and is instead trying to pass as just another one of those kind of sitcoms. I honestly felt foolish watching the show and embarrassed for the cast. Martin Short is a god to me, but even my love of him can't get me to continue to give this show a chance. TiVo season pass canceled. Signed, Luke Ski, the guy who pretty much loves everything he watches. So there you go. Luke Ski, fan of comedy.
Not
gave
a fan
up on
of
Mulaney.
This comedy.
It's really upsetting.
You're okay to give up on it. It's going to be done after it finishes its 13-episode run, probably. They didn't
see you later,
Mulaney. So. Yeah, I had high hopes for that show. It was terrible, and I gave up on it. So, what I wanted to say is I think we have our winner in... Adam can't remember his show, so it doesn't matter.
I'm back.
Shane picked Manhattan Love Story, which aired 4 episodes before being yanked off the air. Mm. I picked The McCarthys, which, despite its terrible, terrible ratings on CBS...
It's going strong like a juggernaut locomotive.
They've actually aired repeats instead of new episodes because it's done so terribly, but it's still not officially canceled. It has aired 5 episodes as of the recording of this show. So
you're out, buddy.
I am officially out. That means Shane is the victor in our first canceled Fall TV spectacular.
Victory.
Adam...
Maybe I won.
Maybe you did. I just don't remember what you picked.
Go back and look at your notes, Adam.
Well,
I'm trying to,
but scopeshow.com is slow to load.
Yeah. I don't know if it's on the... We didn't put it on there this year.
What?
You have to go back and listen to the episode.
Slacking. Any other shows that you started and gave up on this year while we're talking about it real quickly?
A lot. The last season of...
Maybe keep it to new shows. You said, I'm going to try this, and then you'd watch it and like...
No.
I don't think so. I've stuck with everything.
I watched the first 2 episodes of Constantine. Didn't hate it, but it was still kind of boring, and so I don't think I'm going
to... I recorded the first 3, and I didn't get to them, and I wasn't interested, so I gave up on it. That's another show that is probably likely to be canceled, even though it will air its 13-episode run, probably.
Yeah.
I have that Grace Point. I have everything recorded, and I probably won't get to it. I don't know.
A to Z, Jared. We started watching that, and we stopped because it got canceled.
Me too.
I thought it was kind of cute, actually.
It was fine. I don't think every episode was a winner, but yeah, it got canceled, so I'm like,
How's right. Selfie done?
Selfie canceled.
Maybe that's what I picked.
You might have picked Selfie.
You might have picked it. You would have... No, I think that aired 6 or 7 before getting pulled off.
So you're a loser, Adam, is what
you're
we're
loser,
saying.
But
I'm
at least you were in the ballpark.
You're in the right area.
All right.
Yeah, so if you have any comments on Fall TV or anything else that we've been talking about here on the show, make sure you call the voicemail line at 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673, or email us. Maybe you want to open a San Chigo franchise.
Yeah. Maybe you want to contribute to the Dong database.
The Donger base. I think it's a better name. It's
Donger catchier. Base.
Yeah. Comments at thescopeshow.com, or you can go to thescopeshow.com, check out all of our social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, all right there, as well as a link to our YouTube channel where you can watch us on your computer screen or your TV screen if you have the right hookup. Again, thescopeshow.com. But if you'd like to support the show, there's many ways you can do that. You can donate directly via PayPal. You can support us on Amazon. We have an affiliate code now again. You can go to thescopeshow.com/Amazon and click on the link there. Do your holiday shopping through us. We will be your gateway to savings and gift giving this season, and we get a little kickback.
Yeah, helps please us, do it. We need it.
Helps us have a merry, merry Christmas or a happy new year, because we like to drink and we're going to spend it all on booze.
Absolutely.
If you'd like to support content creators directly, we do have a Patreon account. Thescopeshow.com has that link. You can contribute as little as $1 an episode, set a monthly cap, or cancel any time. Patreon, support content creators directly. Do it now.
Yes.
Shane, back to you.
Wow. Well, I want to thank our listeners for bearing with us on this terribly long show, but there's a lot of good stuff in there.
54 minutes is not bad.
I want to thank Adam. I want to thank Jared. Mm. And I want to thank myself for being here and putting this together. So let's play that closing music, Jared. We'll be back in 1 week with another episode of The Scope. So until then, I'm Shane. That's Jared. That's Adam. Bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have.
Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying ahoy hoy. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.